Sex and happiness both enrich our lives, yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Host Lori Handlers helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness. You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. Imagine that. And we're going to be talking about your happiness today and how sex concerns you, especially when you're out somewhere or you're in traveling in a foreign country and something could be slipped into your drink. And what happens about that, like how you can be safe and happy and sexy. That's going to be the topic of this show today. And I'm excited about it because, you know, it's not something that I knew much about. And so I had to delve into the inquiry of what is going on in our world today. What else is going on today that could harm us just in the time when we're wanting to have pleasure? So first, let me introduce my guest for today, and then we'll get right into it. My guest is not the first time she has appeared on this show. Her name is Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. Some of you know her as Dr. Nan Pierce. And she is a registered nurse. She's a radio talk show host. She's a sex columnist. She's an exotic travel event leader. And she's the doctor of human sexuality. So it is my pleasure to have you on the show again, Nan. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you. I love being on your show because sex and happiness are my favorite things.
I know. So here's the thing. Like, people call you a lot of different things. Dr. Nan Pierce, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. How do you want me to address you on this show?
Just Nancy or Dr. Nan is fine.
Okay, that's great. Wonderful. I'll interchange those.
Okay.
Well, everyone should know that we're really good friends, so it's hard. I just call you love.
Yes.
You know, I call you whatever I call you. But I want to give you a title here so that people will know how to refer to you. So you wrote recently on Facebook in one of your many travel and exotic groups about, and I think I saw it on your sex advice from sex docs group that I'm one of your sex advisors on. And you were talking about people slipping what I used to call slipping a Mickey into somebody's drink, and then they might lose all memory and they might lose all sense of time and space and actually have sex with someone based on this drug and then have no memory of it or vague memory of it, and it's hard to prove that anything bad happened or whatever. I'm just speculating now what I'm saying. So, and you called this thing roofie.
Right.
R-O-O-F-I-E?
That's one of the spellings. That's just kind of a slang term for being drugged. You know, there are many drugs that are actually used, but Rohypnol is one of the main ones that's used for this.
And how does that drug show up? Obviously, it doesn't show up in a pill form.
It does. It is a pill form. Oftentimes it's crushed and then dropped into someone's drink. It's a sedative. It's one of the heavy hitting sedatives that's used in prescription strength. It is a prescription. It's illegal in the United States. It's not prescribed in the United States. It is legal in Mexico, Europe, and other countries. And it does work. Its therapeutic benefit is it is such a great sedative that for people that travel across time zones a lot and have trouble getting their sleep pattern back on track, Rohypnol is used in that arena, and it's very effective when used medicinally under the care of a physician. But it's not to be used with alcohol.
I see. Okay, so therein lies the rub. If
right.
you open a pill of this sort and put the powder of it into somebody's drink who's already had a drink, perhaps,
right,
or drinking anyway, the mixture of this drug and alcohol is what causes the pass out?
It doesn't. That's the other trick about it, is it doesn't make you pass out. It's almost like you're awake but paralyzed. it makes your muscles not controllable. So a person walks like their legs are rubber. They can't stand up on their own. Their head flops about. Their eyes even go different directions. It's like the muscles of the body lose total function, but they're still conscious. But it also causes an amnesia when it's mixed with alcohol. So the person is still conscious. They know what's going on at the time. So if they're being raped, if they're being harmed, they can't fight anybody off, but they know it's happening.
Oh, my God.
And then later, they can't recall any of it, but their body has still experienced the trauma. So, and it is a sedative, so people can have respiratory arrest.
Oh, my.
If they have any underlying heart condition, health condition, and they're roofied, it can be lethal. So as a registered nurse, I knew that this happened periodically in the world. I had no idea the frequency in which these medicines are used.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. Like, all of a sudden, one day on Facebook, you know, I follow you every day. I know exactly what's going on in your world, as I know you know what's going on in my world. And one day, out of the blue, there you are talking about roofies, and I don't even know what the term is. I remember saying, pardon me if I'm behind the times, but what is this roofie thing?
Right.
And then you wrote back and you said it's a date rape drug. So what is it that happened that had you all of a sudden, your alarm systems were up, your warning systems were out there, and you were writing about roofies? Because I don't equate your life with being slipped a drug at a bar.
Exactly.
I don't equate my life as that. So how is it that all of a sudden that went onto your hit parade?
I took a group to Mexico, and it was our first night there. Just my team was there, not our guests yet, because we had about 40 guests that came to Mexico with us on the event.
And how big was your team?
There were six of us.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, five of us.
Okay.
So the five of us arrived the day before. It was one of my friend's birthday. And so we were celebrating her birthday, and we'd been in the pool all day, and we'd had cocktails in the pool, but you know, we were all still standing and still coherent. And, and this is a friend of mine I've known for 6 years, and I've traveled all places with her. I know how she drinks. I know how she is when she's been drinking. And so I'm very familiar with her mannerisms with any kind of alcohol, even to the extreme. And so we all left the pool at the same time. We all got out of the pool on our own, walked to our room. We had rooms right next to each other. Went to our rooms, and then we were going to meet for dinner. So about 30 minutes later, we met at the restaurant, and she was obviously out of it. My other girlfriend that was walking with her almost had to carry her in. Her legs were going in different directions. Her eyes were going in different directions. She was just really out of it. She went into the bathroom. She tripped and fell. And like I said, I've known her a long time. I've never seen her like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she just was out of it. We had to carry her back to her room, other girlfriend and I. And it was her birthday. I mean, that's because I know she wouldn't have done this.
To miss her birthday.
Right. So we put her to bed. We locked her in her room, kept checking on her every hour. About 6 hours later, she kind of woke up. But every time I checked on her, she didn't move. There was no movement in her body. So I would check her for breathing, you know, Nurse Nancy coming in. And so after, when she came to, we brought her bread. She came around. She came back out. We had a couple more hours of evening, just kind of casual, light evening, and then she went to bed. The next day, she had no memory of any of that. She didn't remember leaving the pool in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't remember after she came to that night. So she lost the entire evening. So I thought that was very suspicious. And then a couple of days later, we were on a boat, and one of my other guests had the same experience happen. She was on the boat. We had to carry her off of the boat. Now, we were all in the same boat. We were all drinking the same drinks. We, you know, but she had this different experience, so much so that it triggered something in my mind. This is just what happened to my other girlfriend. And we had to call a cab to come to that island, or to get her, to take her to the ferry, to bring her back to the resort. She was so out of it. She too, the next day, had no memory. So I was discussing this with one of my other guests, and he said, oh, she was probably roofied, because that's what happened to me. I drank my wife's drink once, and somebody had tried to roofie her, but I got the drink, and I lost goodness. The whole night.
So,
and another man standing next to us said, oh, yeah, people get roofied here all the time.
Hold on a second. We have to take a break here, and I'm at the edge of my chair.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what is roofie and how did this happen to all these people, and where the conversation went after this.
Okay.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm with my dear friend, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, Dr. Nan, or Nancy. However you want to call her, she is my dear friend. We travel together. I certainly don't want this to happen to me or her when we're next together, which will be in Jamaica. And I want to talk more about it because I was never concerned about this roofie thing, and now I am concerned about it, having just been in Mexico last November and in Jamaica in October, going back. And I'm wondering how often this happens while people are traveling. Do they get something slipped into their drink? So if you're at the edge of your chair, stay there. We'll be right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra's safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Laurie Handlers. Only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and today I'm talking to Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And Nance, where we were was just you. Two men had just told you that one man had told you that it happened to him in Mexico, and another man had told you that it happened all the time. So, what is it that's happening all the time, and what do we have to be careful about, and how can we be careful about it?
Well, that was my concern. And in what we have to know is when we're in other countries that have different laws, we need to be aware of those laws. For example, Rohypnol is legal in Mexico and it's sold over the counter. And right across the street from this resort where I was, it is a pharmacy just directly across the street. So, and a lot of single men travel from Europe and other countries where this is not uncommon. So, Men who believe that, I think it's mostly men, but I'll just say people who believe that they can't get lucky with somebody on their own, they'll drug them so that they can take advantage of them.
And that's it. That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line.
So you opened this discussion up on a number of groups. You must have opened it on a number of groups, not just one.
I did.
And,
I did.
And you opened it up, and what happened? Because that's the thing. That's what caught my attention. What happened on these Facebook groups?
Many women came forward. Dozens of women came forward, either openly or to me privately, that this had happened to them on their travels, not only at resorts around the world, all the resorts, none are immune, at nightclubs, at swingers clubs, at any gathering where there's desire for sex that's out in the open and there's alcohol being consumed. So college campuses, college parties, I mean, this is a commonly known thing to happen. I was shocked at how many women came forward that had this happen. The other thing that not only shocked me but horrified me was how many men came out in attack of me bringing this out in the open. They were violent with me. They were critical. They called me a liar. They even accused me of drugging my guests, which is the most ridiculous concept I've ever even, I mean, I was shaking my head.
Yeah.
Why would I do that? You know? And they were, I mean, it was horrific how nobody came to the rescue of the fact that this is happening to your girls, gentlemen, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, your grandmothers, your sisters, your aunts, the women in your life. They are vulnerable and at risk. I had one gentleman tell me that his girlfriends were at a bar. They saw a couple sitting at a table. The girl got up. They were clearly a couple. The girl got up to leave to go to the restroom. The guy dumped something in her drink.
Oh, you mean they were a couple sitting there and two people saw when he was at the table alone, putting something in the woman's drink.
Right.
Oh,
and
my God.
So they went to the bartender. The bartender called the police and he was arrested. It's a felony. I mean, it's a crime.
Well, it's could be lethal, first
yes.
of all.
Yes. I mean, drugging somebody again, unknowingly without their consent.
I mean, yeah.
To anesthetize them so that they're physically unable to defend themselves. Mentally, they know exactly what's happening to them. I can't imagine anything worse.
I can't imagine somebody. Why would somebody? See, let's go to the why of this. You know, okay, some people feel like they can't get laid. So right. they're going to try and do anything they can to get somebody consensually or not consensually to have sex with them, which is why somebody would take advantage of someone in the first place, get someone drunk, ply them with drinks or drugs or whatever, or force them to have sex against their will. I always thought that rape, in the early stages of the women's movement, back in whenever that was, the early 70s, I always thought that rape was an act of power, like something that someone had over someone. Like, I'm taking this from you, your sex, whether you're a little boy or a little girl or a grown-up, I'm taking this from you because I can, because I'm more powerful than you and I'm exercising my power. I always thought it was like a crime of power.
Oh.
But now, with this, it just sounds like a crime of passion that's beyond consent. Like, I couldn't imagine wanting to have sex with somebody who didn't want to have sex with me.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't call it passion because that leaves it to be romantic.
No,
I would call it a crime of violence.
Okay, violence. Okay.
It's a violent. It is probably one of the most violent acts against a person's personal space and integrity. To cause them to be physically paralyzed, mentally aware, and then just to do what you want with them without any consent. I mean, that's violent.
Right.
There's no way about it. So,
crazy.
I mean, there are a lot of, there are a lot of people that like to reenact rape scenes as a fantasy, but that's consensual.
Right. That's a kink
That's
a kink that people can do
right.
When two people are consenting and they want to, I can see that not only as that could be a crazy fun scene to play out, but also sometimes when that's happened to somebody, when they get to as healthy a place as they possibly can get to around the fact that this has happened to them, when they get to such a high place with it that they can actually reenact it for their own viewing purposes, for their own cathartic purposes, I can see that. But this, we are not talking about that. We're talking about beyond anyone's consent.
Right. Right. Against their will.
Yeah, consent is the operative word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So this is commonly occurring. So how do we prevent it? That was my concern is, all right, ladies, we need to shore things up. Well, one of the things that I do for my groups is I always provide drink cups that have a lid.
Oh, that's smart.
So and I admonish people, only get your own drink, especially at all-inclusive resorts. And here's another thing that happened to me personally on this last trip.
Yeah.
I was sitting at a bar by myself by the pool, and I was alone. My husband had stepped away for a few minutes, and I was sitting there alone. And this couple across the bar sent me over two shots. They didn't know Mark was coming. They just sent two shots to me.
Uh-huh.
And I just waved, thank you, but I didn't drink them. And he looked at me across the bar and he kind of yelled, drink your drinks. And I said, no, thank you. I don't want them. And he said, you have to drink them. And I said, no, I don't. No, thank you. And then I didn't give him any more eye contact. This, at an all-inclusive, nobody's buying you a drink. So you can let go of that obligation. If somebody has bought you a drink from afar and you haven't watched the bartender pour it and serve it to you, you still are not obligated to drink it. You can say no thank you, maybe go over and have a conversation for a minute to thank them personally, but you don't have to drink it. You don't owe them anything. This happened to my youngest daughter when she was in college in New York at a bar. It's not uncommon. It's more common than it is uncommon.
So we have to take another break here, but I have some questions about this.
Okay.
I have some questions about the bartenders involved, the places involved, all kinds of things. I have, questions about how, in fact, this can happen if people are paying attention. So let's stop right there and we'll come back. This is Laurie Handlers. You're listening to Sex and Happiness. We're talking about a very important topic today that could keep you sexy and happy or could make you very unsexy and unhappy if you don't pay attention. I'm here with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we're talking about how date rape can happen with a very simple drug that could be placed into your cocktails and how to avoid it. So stay tuned. We're coming right back with some more advice. Sexual. I'm inviting you to open to the path of true love, power, and freedom. Did you ever stop to think that love is your birthright? That you don't need to earn it or prove it? You just need to live it. If you're ready to radically enliven your sexuality and dive deep into the heart of your wild, erotic nature, then I'm inviting you to join us for the Spiritual Sexual Shamanic Experience. I'll be leading ISTA Level 2 in Colorado, August 21st to the 28th. And I'll be leading ISTA Level 1 in Delhi, India, December 12th to the 18th. For more information on how to join me at either of these, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com. Either way, I would love for you to consider this week-long, amazing, spiritual, sexual, shamanic experience. Please consider this seriously, because love is your birthright.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Lori talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Lori's CD, Shamanic Release and Lati Han, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Lori is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Lori sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lati Han today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lati Han CD by Lori Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
Do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When?
October 15th to the 22nd, 2016.
Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. I'm Lori Handlers, and I'm talking to Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce today. And Nancy, you were just at the place where you were talking about your daughter, this happening to her when she was in college in New York. Yes. So what are the repercussions? Like, I'm sitting at a bar, I'm in New York, I'm somewhere, I'm in Mexico, I'm in somewhere, and I'm not talking about an all-inclusive now, I'm talking about I walk into a bar and I order a glass of wine. Now, if something like that drug slips into my wine based on somebody who's sitting near me or somebody who wanted to buy that drink or whatever, what about the bartender? I mean, I'm watching the bartender pour my wine, but then I go to the ladies' room and I come back and there's something in my... I mean, who's responsible here? If I get to, like, lay my case, do I lay my case against the bar also and the resort and everybody else? Like, what do I do?
I think that, I mean, that's a legal topic. I don't know who all would be liable. I think, you know, part of the problem is most of the time it's not reported, because, like in our case, we just thought at first that this person was drunk, you know, and that's what everybody thinks. That's the common perception. You're at a bar, you're at a resort, you know, people say, oh, you're in the sun, you get dehydrated, the drinks hit you harder. There's all the excuses in the book, but there's a difference. And as a registered nurse, I am much more probably keenly aware of those differences. And it even took me a couple days to catch on. Because, and that's what I really want people to know, is how to detect the difference between being drunk and being drugged. And there is a big difference in how a person's body reacts, how their consciousness is. People get extra horny, you know, more than they normally would drunk, but their body is like a flailing piece of uncontrollable flesh. I mean, they would try to walk and their legs go in, they're like rubber. It's a very different look.
It's so scary to me. I mean, I feel so lucky for in my life that some of these things have not happened to me. I just feel so lucky and blessed, and yet I'm saying to myself, oh my God, it's all around me. Where have I been? Like, how come I didn't see it, you know? And I hear about it, and I'm just about to launch into a program, you know, with colleges, and talking about how college students have to have more respect for each other and more respect for their own bodies, etc. And now knowing that these what they did, I mean, they did call it slipping a Mickey. I mean, I knew about this. I knew about the possibility that this could happen. Or Spanish fly. There used to be something called Spanish fly. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
That was like something that someone put in your drink that made you more horny.
Right.
I mean, I never had that. I don't know what that is. No one ever gave me that. I guess I didn't need it.
Didn't need it, right? Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. But
GHB is another one that is used. Ketamine is another one. Now, ketamine is, they call it Special K.
Oh, right.
And it's actually an animal tranquilizer.
Right. Oh, my. That can be lethal also.
Sure, all of these can. Ecstasy. But you know, what we forget is that alcohol is probably the number one thing used to get women to have sex.
Right.
So then you mix alcohol with cocaine, alcohol with Rohypnol, alcohol with GHB, and it's a deadly combination.
Okay, so some of what we said we could prevent was having a cup with a closed lid on it and a straw or something, like a sippy cup.
Right.
So at an all-inclusive resort, you could bring your own sippy cup, or you could get a sippy cup from whoever it is that is sponsoring your tour, like us.
And they usually sell them at resorts too, or just go to a store and get one. I mean, that's to carry one with you or get one there. Do not drink out of open cups.
Okay, so
that would
one.
Be number one.
Okay, that's one. I never really brought a cup with me when I... Oh, I did bring a cup with me when I go to Jamaica, but sometimes I don't. And then what else? You have to keep your eyes open. So you're... Keep your eyes open.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but we're still recording. Crazy. Okay, so I was saying that you have to keep your eyes open no matter what.
Yes. Yes. And if you're and have a buddy system. So for people who travel alone, connect with another same-sex person that you can kind of watch out for each other. So that you can trust that, you know, that and you know, the other thing is don't ever leave your drink unaccompanied. If you have to leave your drink unaccompanied, then just chalk it up, get rid of it, get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with you. Always have it in your hand. Don't leave it on the table. You know, people are out dancing, they leave their drink.
Get a new one.
Get a new one.
And then if you're in a bar and you're in a club, you're not in an all-inclusive resort, but you're somewhere in a city somewhere, anywhere, and you're traveling by yourself, what do you do then? Like if you don't have a buddy?
You never let your drink leave your visual sight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You keep your hand over the top of it when you're sitting at the bar. You know, a lot of women kind of play with the rim of their glass. Well, uh-huh. that part of that is protecting the drink.
Right.
So you just don't leave the drink and turn your back on your drink.
Mm.
Because the guy behind you might be the one that roofies you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, men I mean, this is really a violent act against vulnerable people, and women still in our culture, in our world, are the vulnerable sex.
Yes.
And we need to rise up and protect each other. The other thing that I'm going to do now is after researching this, I did my radio show on this a week or two ago.
Which is, say what the name of your radio show is.
The Conscious Living Show. And okay. It's you can find it on iTunes under the Conscious Living Show.
Okay.
There are test kits that you can buy that are inexpensive that you can travel with that are a urine dip test kit. And so if you travel a lot, just carry one with you. And the, like Rohypnol, it will stay in your, it'll be testable in your urine for up to 75 hours.
Mm.
So if you think that it happened, test your urine. Or if you don't have one of those kits, if you collect the little urine in a cup and you refrigerate it, you can keep it for 75 hours and get it to a lab for testing. Because the more proof we have that these things are happening, and then you can go back to the source and report it, even if nobody is caught, it brings a higher awareness to the frequency that this is happening. That's what shocked me, is how frequent and then how cavalier people are about the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It panicked me. I was like, oh my God, you know, here I am taking 50, 60, 100 people on a trip to another country, they're at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my responsibility as an educator and an event leader to make darn sure that people know what their risk is so that they can protect themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I mean, I take people on trips all the time and, you know, like I take people to India. So there's a lot of things they have to know about India before going to India.
Right.
You know, and it's different. It's not about being slipped a Mickey at a bar. But it is it's about other things that people have to be aware of. So little did we know, you know, that we'd have to be talking about this when going to like 3 to 5 star resorts that are all inclusive in foreign countries. But I guess this is what we have to know. It's a sign of the times. It's crazy. It's really, really crazy. Well, let's talk about the brighter side of it for a minute because we have a few minutes. So let's talk about where, in fact, you go and where, in fact, I go and where we take people and now where we have to be careful.
Yes. Well, Lori and I love going to all-inclusive, adults-only, clothing-optional resorts that are lifestyle-friendly.
Yay. I can't
wait. And one of our favorite resorts is Hedonism in Jamaica. And so Lori and I are combining our forces, and over Valentine's week, we are doing a very sexy week of intimacy and sex magic. And we have an itinerary plan that's going to knock the socks and panties off of people.
It is. No doubt. So it goes from February 11th until February 18th.
Yep.
In 2017, and we'll be at Hedonism in Jamaica. And you should go to the following to sign up for this. So, Nancy, give the call the where they should go to.
ExoticLifestyleClub.com. Go to the events page, and you'll see all of the events that I have going there. I have 3 events a year at Hedonism. October, I have Mr. Exotic International. And we have 5 very unique, different, exotic men that are entertainers or professionals that are vying for the first Mr. Exotic title. And next year we will have 10, and it's the first week of October every year. And then Lori and I will be doing Valentine's over the 11th through 18th of 2017. And then in June 24th through July 1st, 2017, I have my exotic lifestyle retreat, which is for couples, singles, anybody that just wants to venture out with a bunch of really fun-loving, free-spirited, adventure-seeking people. It's a blast.
That's great, Nancy. Thanks for saying all that. And I, too, I'll be there. I'm going to overlap with you a little bit on Mr. Exotic. I think I'll be there just before you finish up. Mm-hmm. And then my week at Hedonism starts on October 15th. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so we have that going on, and we have a lot to look forward to always. And we would love it if you would join us any of those times, so please consider it. Well,
yeah, and I think, again, in closing, my main point of bringing all of this to the forefront is for people to understand that, yes, it happens, but it doesn't happen have to happen to you. And the people that it's not happening to are generally the people that are just more aware. And, you know, knowledge is power. When we know these things, we can prevent them. We can be mindful. We can be on alert. We can set up buddy systems, protective measures, or post-testing measures to validate yes or no that happened and then bring more awareness to it.
Absolutely. And I think we should not ignore those people who get violent and who comment in a way that that isn't helpful. We should ignore them just like we have to have ignored a lot of the patriarchy and the powers that be that said that women, you know, deserved it, or women were all those things that they've said over the years about women being taken advantage of and getting raped. Like, it is what it is, and we need to call it out wherever it's happening. So
yes,
it's our responsibility until it stops.
Yes, so. Because we want sex and happiness to be synonymous.
Right.
We don't want the, you know, sex to be to mean trauma or shame or violence.
Right.
So we have to take charge of our own sexuality. Say yes when we want to say yes. Say no when we want to say no, and not have to explain either.
Exactly. I'll say amen to that. So, this is Laurie Handlers. I want to just thank you, Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, for being my guest today and talking about a painful topic. You know, something that intersects our world. You know, our world is predominantly sexy and happy, and this intersects our world. And when something like this comes up, we have to talk about it. It's real. And we have to bring awareness to it and bring it into the light. So that's what we're doing. So I really appreciate you for coming on my show today and talking about roofies.
Thank you for the invitation, always.
Yeah. And I look forward to when we're together having some fun in the tropics. And I hope that lots of people listening today decide to join us. I really hope that.
It'll make their life that much better.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. We are here to enhance.
Definitely. So tune into Sex and Happiness next time. I'll have another wonderful guest talking about something to make your life sexier and happier. This is Laurie Handlers signing off for Sex and Happiness. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Oh.